We ready?
We'll call the meeting to order the Board of Equalization at 8:30. Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Tennis by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote. Jurgens is... We got changed.
Okay.
Slidle is one. No, absent. There you go. Vote is 6-0. 6-0. Slidle abstaining. Not here. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
I'd move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Byers, seconded by Bauman to approve.
We're going to keep doing that on purpose.
I don't know why I was getting wrong.
Buyers and sellers.
6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. At 8:35, we have a public hearing scheduled. Otherwise, Patty.
We have this one, too.
Oh, let's do this first. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 8, which is... I believe a homestead correction.
Number 5, tick him off. Number 8, putting back on by the state. So we're just, they have time to go back to the state and relook at the income. So correction 5, back in the book, we denied him. And then now the state sent us another letter after he talked to them, and now we're approving him again.
You approved him for 100% homestead exemption and amounts to $912.94.
He paid them under protest because he knew that there was probably something that needed to be done different at the state. So they have time to go back up there and reevaluate their income. That's one of those where they look at the income. So.
And this is for the year corrected. It's 2013, though. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So. Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
Move to approved.
Second. Request.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Thiemann. Any question? Everybody see this? Vote. 6-0. Passed. Motion passed. Patty?
One thing with those homestead exemptions, too, I had a call the other day, and the state reimburses the county 100% for those. So we do fill out a homestead loss report. Somebody had that question, whether the county just accepts it, but we don't. Yeah. We get that money back. The treasurer gets it in increments. So that's one thing that I know a taxpayer had asked. So right now in my office, we're just taking homesteads in. We're just wrapping up our values right now. The abstract goes in tomorrow. So my liaison who was helping me has been out with the flu. So. It's been kind of nip and tuck with getting everything done. So what happens now is that abstract goes to the state, and then they measure me on the value of residential, commercial, and ag land. And then the state makes a recommendation to the Tax Equalization Review Commission to see if there's any show cause hearing or anything like that. And so hopefully I'm all in the right categories on every part of my value. So.
And when will you have that answer back?
Not until April, I believe.
Okay.
Because the state looks... Well, wait a minute. Yeah, it'll be sometime in April. Because our notices go out May 31st. So counties will be called in that aren't in compliance, and then the counties that are not, or that are, will have a no-show, you know. Some will have a show cause hearing, and then we'll just see. Hopefully everything... Because I work real close with my liaison to make sure that I don't get called into Turk, so... but that'll be probably latter part of April. So, and then May 31st will be the... Send them out on a Friday or a Monday. Any ideas? We'll see. Then the protest period, of course, we'll start in June, and then we'll have to figure out, again, if we want to retain people or whatever, so... We'll be talking more. You're still on the Equalization Committee? Or?
He's still chairman of Equalization.
We'll have to talk in June then, so. So unless anybody has any questions.
It is 8:35 on the clock, though. We have a public hearing scheduled to approve, or we need Motion to go into a public hearing to approve or disapprove exemption applications for real and personal property owned by qualifying organizations.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, second by Thiemann. Vote. And this is for Bathurst Humane Society. Are you here to, would you like to comment? Come on up and name and address, and then we'd be glad to have you speak. Oh, there's more here, though, too.
I'm okay. John Wright, chairman of the board of the Beatrice Humane Society, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have in reference to the tax exemption request.
It's just Patty.
Basically, this is a piece of property that you bought out by, is it out on?
Yes, the property was actually donated to the Beatrice Humane Society by William Scully, and it's right north of Blue Valley Vet Clinic, across the highway from the college. We intend to build a new facility on that location.
My recommendation is for approval.
Mm-hmm. Terry?
John, just a curious question. When's the proposed starting date on that, or when is the plan?
Well, we've been working on the plan for over a year, and keep tweaking the plan. This is our opportunity to do it right, and so it's taken us a while, but we're getting very, very close to a final plan. I will display that plan at the fundraiser Friday night, but we're getting very, very close, and we intend to be able to break ground in the fall. I have probably two-thirds of the money donated for the building. We don't know exactly what our costs are yet, and before I kick off a capital campaign for the rest of the money, I need to know exactly what it's going to, the public needs to know exactly what it's going to look like, and I need to know exactly what it's going to cost. But we've been very fortunate. The land was donated, and then with two other donors, with large donations. Now, all three of those donations are restricted for the construction of the building only. If we don't build the building, that money has to go back. We cannot use any of that money for operating. So
if any board members have another $100,000 or so you would like to contribute, John would be glad to handle that.
If I could. This doesn't have anything to do with that, but I really, really appreciate the support the county has given us. Hope that that can continue, and the operating money is what's really a struggle for us. So, but that's not interesting.
Yeah, not theirs. Okay, that total value exemption application for is $9,000.
It's just the land right now.
That's just the land, but it's the value of $9,000.
Yeah. Correct.
Any more questions for John? We do have several other ones with it.
Yeah, and I don't.
But I don't see any. Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, yeah. I don't
I
see.
Tell Jim I meant he was going to bring some puppies and some kittens up this morning. So Jim Nelson, yeah. That's what he informed me yesterday. So
do you want to go over the other two, Patty? We have more here. Or otherwise, I have them here. I can read them off.
So you're going to approve them all together then? Or are you doing one at a time? Or?
Well, we're still in the public hearing.
Okay.
So we're just going over them right now. We will have to come out of the public hearing to approve them.
Okay, the next one is Camp Sunshine, and that is located in Section 1067, and that is used for exclusively for the operating of programs associated with Camp Sunshine. It's a 501c3 nonprofit Christian camp, which conducts various nonprofit activities on the premises, and that's the one that used to be the River Tree Community that's up in Nemaha Township. So it's been exempt prior, so. And I recommended that one for approval.
And that total actual value is $750,000.
Mm-hmm. Then the next one is St. Peter's Lutheran Church. They have a parsonage that down in Wymore that was rented out at one time, and now what they're doing is holding meetings and so forth in there. It's during the day and everything. So basically the St. Peter's Church in Wymore is kind of in a reorganizational mode because Mark Philippi, who was one of the main people, died unexpectedly a couple weeks ago. So this is the parsonage right now. I think they're trying to get a minister, but right now they do have Bible study and everything there. And if they reorganize and decide that they're going to do something different, Glennis is involved with this, McClure, so she will let us know. So right now I'm recommending it for approval. And then...
And there's no value listed on that one. Not on this.
$91,190. Then there's one for the American Lutheran Church of Adams, Lot 17 and 18, Block 12, Sumter's Edition. This is used for a parsonage for the minister, and that's $127,500. And that's up in Adams.
And they sold their parsonage probably 4 or 5 years ago. They rented a house for their minister for a while, and they bought this one last fall. That's what is the situation here. So
Okay. This
is used strictly
for
parsonage.
I recommended that one for approval, too. So.
And that,
At any time during the year, too, these can be reviewed, you know, especially parsonages if people move in or out or something like that, too. So,
is there anyone else here to speak on any of these? Seeing none, are there any more questions, or otherwise entertain a motion to come out of public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Byer, second by Bauman. To come out of public hearing at 8:42, vote 7-0. Now we need to do we?
I would.
Anybody want to vote on any of them separate, or otherwise whatever motion? Do you want to vote on them all together?
I would move to approve all of the exemption applications as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Byer, seconded by Bauman to approve all applications as submitted. Vote. 7-0. Anything else, Patty?
Thanks, John, for all you do.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Fine. If not, we'll reset. Board of Equalization meeting 8:43.